Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Social Security Administration announced that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million Americans will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2025. Other adjustments that take effect in January of each year are based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax is slated to increase to $184,500 from $176,100. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. Similar to last year, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a simplified one-page COLA notice, which uses plain and personalized language and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of an individual's new benefit amount and any deductions. Individuals who have My Social Security accounts can view their COLA notices online, which is secure, easy, and faster than receiving a letter in the mail. Account holders can set up text or email alerts when they receive a new message, such as their COLA notice. To receive a COLA notice online, individuals will need to create or sign into their personal My Social Security account and opt out of paper notices by November 19th. Information about Medicare changes for 2026 will be available at Medicare.gov. For Medicare enrollees, the 2026 premium amount will be available via My Social Security Message Center starting in late November. Individuals who have not opted to receive messages online will receive their COLA notice by mail in December. For additional information, visit ssa.gov/COLA. From decorations and candles to flowing costumes, Halloween fun can quickly turn frightening if fire safety is overlooked. According to the National Fire Protection Association, between 2019 and 2023, an annual average of 832 home structure fires began with decorations, resulting in 3 deaths, 28 injuries, and $17 million in direct property damage. Nearly half of these fires occurred because the decorations were too close to a heat source. Approximately one-third started with candles. NFPA offers these tips and guidelines for celebrating Halloween with fire safety in mind. When choosing a costume, stay away from long trailing fabric. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough so they can see clearly. Give children flashlights to carry for lighting or glow sticks as part of their costume. Dried flowers, corn stalks, and crepe paper catch fire easily. Keep all decorations away from open flames and other heat sources like light bulbs and heaters. Remember to keep exits clear of decorations so nothing blocks escape routes. Only use battery-operated candles or glow sticks and jack-o'-lanterns. If you choose to use real candles, be sure to place them well away from anything that can burn and far enough out of the way of trick-or-treaters, doorsteps, walkways, and yards. And make sure all smoke alarms in the home are working. Visit nfpa.org for more Halloween resources. The Better Business Bureau wants you to be aware of a phishing scam claiming to offer tax relief. Learn how the scam works, warning signs, and how to protect your personal info. You may receive a call or voicemail from someone claiming to be from a tax relief company, saying they're following up on back taxes or missed filings, and that this may be their only attempt to reach you. They provide a callback number and sometimes reference an account or partial phone number to make the message seem legitimate. The voicemail emphasizes immediate action, pressuring you to call before a supposed deadline to resolve tax issues, request penalty waivers, or enroll in relief programs. Even though the caller seems determined to help, returning the call could put your personal and financial information at risk. Scammers use urgency and official-sounding details to make the message convincing, often seeking social security numbers, bank account info, or other sensitive data. Verify the company's legitimacy. Contact the IRS or your tax professional directly if you receive a call about taxes you don't recognize. Never pay up front for tax relief services. Legitimate programs or certified tax professionals do not demand payment before providing assistance. Protect your personal information. Never provide Social Security numbers, bank account details, or other sensitive data to unsolicited callers. Report suspicious tax solicitations. You can report scam calls to BBB Scam Tracker at bbb.org/scamtracker and the IRS at irs.gov/taxscams. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation celebrates recent recognition from the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials and the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators for outstanding work in communication, customer service, and public outreach. AASHTO is the association for transportation departments in all 50 states, as well as the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. Each year, AASHTO's Committee on Transportation Communications holds a skills contest to recognize state DOTs that excel in several communications categories. WISDOT is honored to receive 2025 AASHTO Transcom Skills Awards for Best Non-Traditional Outreach, Exceptional Outreach Initiatives for Hard-to-Reach Audiences. The WISDOT Division of Motor Vehicles Driver Education Grant Program was recognized for outreach efforts to inform students, parents, and driver education schools about the program created in Governor Evers' 2023-25 state budget to award driver training grants to eligible teens. And Best in Customer Service, Managing Excellent Interaction with Customers. Wisconsin DMV's Real ID Outreach Initiative was recognized for efforts to serve an increased number of DMV customers applying for Real IDs ahead of the May 7, 2025 federal deadline. Strategic communication and planning allowed Wisconsin DMV to meet customers' needs, keep DMV in-person customer wait times low, and helped Wisconsin achieve one of the highest Real ID compliance rates in the country. AAMVA is the International Association for Motor Vehicle and Law Enforcement Organizations in the United States and Canada. Each year, AAMVA recognizes North American DMVs and police agencies for excellence in communication and public service. Wisconsin DOT is honored to receive 2025 International AAMVA Awards for Communications Overall Campaign Budget over $50,000. The Wisconsin DOT Division of Wisconsin State Patrol's Buckle Up, Phone Down Day campaign was recognized for outstanding public outreach to educate Wisconsinites about the dangers of distracted driving and driving without a seatbelt. Communications overall campaign budget under $50,000, Wisconsin DMV's Driver Education Grant Program was recognized for outreach efforts to inform students, parents, and driver education schools about the program created in Governor Evers' 2023-25 state budget to award driver training grants to eligible teens. And service innovative use of technology. Wisconsin DMV's Biometric Authentication Initiative was recognized for innovation in online security to ensure online applications used by DMV customers are not susceptible to fraudulent activity. Wisconsin DOT also received 2025 Regional AAMVA Awards in Communications Advertising, Wisconsin State Patrol's Control Your Drive campaign, Communications Publications and Visual Arts for Wisconsin DMV's Hybrid EV Sticker, Communications Video for Wisconsin DMV's American Sign Language Knowledge Test, Communications Website for Wisconsin DMV's Interactive Driver Training School Map, and Service Excellence in Government Partnership for Wisconsin DMV's Driver Education Grant Program. The American Red Cross asked donors to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients counting on a consistent blood supply to survive and heal. While emergencies often grab headlines, the need for blood is constant, especially in October as donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, Any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. There will be at least 4 blood drives in the area this week. 3 will be held Wednesday. All will be at schools. Richland Center High School will hold a blood drive from 9 to 2. Weston Schools will host a blood drive from 11 to 4. And the Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green will host one from 11 to 4. Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth will host a blood drive Friday from noon to 4. Help patients this fall and make an appointment to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare moth, which may result from the Green Prairie Boardwalk Project in Dane County. The University of Wisconsin Arboretum proposes to replace an old boardwalk with a new boardwalk. The proposed project would not extend beyond the existing trail footprint of less than 3 feet wide. The total area of the trail that would be disturbed during construction will not exceed 4,000 square feet. The presence of the state-endangered Silphium borer moth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some moths. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on this Silphium borer moth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the Silphium borer moth by October 31st to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, care of Rory Pulaski, DNR conservation biologist, 101 South Webster Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707, email rory.pulaski@wisconsin.gov, or call 608-516-3742.